as you are meeting after a long gap, I shall revert back to something that we have said earlier. There are four words in this chapter which are very important. Inner, inmost, higher, highest. And these four words have special meanings. When the word inner is used, there is a reference to what is called technically subliminal. And the subliminal has three strata. The inner physical, inner vital, inner mental. These three constitute the inner being. And behind these three, there is the inmost. And that is the psychic being. When you use the word higher, we mean something that is above the mind. Now, above the mind, there is a realm of spiritual experience as distinct from subliminal and psychic. As you go higher, you have the realm of spiritual experience. And when you go to the highest, then you have the supramental experience. Normally, when we begin to go inward, it is the inner being that we come across, the inner physical, inner vital, inner mental. These three together are called the subliminal being. Subliminal means that which is behind the threshold. As distinguished from the surface consciousness. Surface consciousness is the consciousness of which we are ordinarily aware. Whatever we are aware of normally, whatever we are aware of by means of senses, eyes and ears and tongue and touch, all that we are aware of by means of senses is the surface consciousness. Aap idhar aa jaiye na? And when we go behind the surface, when we draw inwards, then we become aware of larger physical being, not the narrow physical being of which we are aware, but there is a larger physical being. And we become aware of the larger vital being and a larger mental being. the larger physical being is experienced as subtle matter, the matter of which we are aware on the surface is the gross matter. But as we go inward, we begin to become aware of the subtle matter. And behind it is the realm of feelings, emotions, attractions, longings, desires, ambitions. But as distinguished from the surface desires and surface ambitions, these are larger. Similarly, as distinguished from the surface mind, in which we are aware of immediate ideas, ordinary ideas, day-to-day ideas, in the inner mind we are aware of larger ideas. Aware of more systematic ideas, more organized ideas. Realm of pure ideas. But these three, even though they are larger, they are still subordinate to the inmost. The inmost is the psychic being. If you try to go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper, the one that will give you a real feeling of inmost is that of inherent sweetness. It is the home of sweetness, psychic being. Its very characteristic is inherent sweetness. It doesn't depend upon any outer circumstances. Whether we are praised or insulted, honored or dishonored, whether things are comfortable or uncomfortable, in the psychic consciousness, everything is sweet, inherently. It is inherently pure. Even if impure ideas or desires touch it, this is not polluted. It is like the lotus leaf on which however mortar you may sprinkle on it, the lotus leaf remains absolutely dry. Similarly, this psychic being, whatever impurities you may drop on it, it remains extremely pure. Therefore it is also called the fire. The fire is always pure. It purifies other things, but you cannot pollute the fire. In fact, the outer fire is only the symbol of the inner fire, of the psychic fire. That is the real fire. The outer fire is only a reflection of it. The psychic being is even more alive than our life. It is by breathing that we live, and breath is called the life force. And we call ourselves living by virtue of breathing. But psychic being is even more alive than breathing. It does not even need breathing for its life. even through death it remains alive. It is that which is immortal. It is inextinguishable. It is constantly in touch with the Divine. You don't need to make an effort to get in touch with the Divine. The psychic being is always in touch with the Divine. It does not require the proof of the existence of God. It is the mind which requires the proof. But the psychic being, since it is constantly in touch with the Divine, it is a seat of certainty. And finally, it has an inherent knowledge of God's will in it. What God has willed, that knowledge the soul, the psychic being, has inherently in it. Not only has it the knowledge, it has also the power to manifest it. This, therefore, is the inmost being in us. In each one of us it is present. And because of its presence, we can safely speak to anybody of the deeper things, nobler things. And even if the mind does not understand, even if the mind does not understand God, divine, noble things and so on, the psychic being understands it and responds to it in spite of our mind.